Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 20th, 2006. Today's message is titled, The One Called Faithful and True. That phrase is found from Revelation 19, verse 11, which Brooksine will read the first part.
I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True.
Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. As I study heaven, I note that no single extended scripture portion gives us substantial information. Rather, we have glimpses of what heaven is like. Today's portion comes from the book of Revelation. It's a tremendous comfort to believers. John had just received a remarkable revelation from an angel and had bowed down to worship the angel when he was firmly rebuked and told to worship God. Then he saw heaven standing open, and what did he see? Actually, not what we might expect. If the verse was not before me, I would expect it to say something to the effect, he saw that Jesus sitting at the right hand of his Father, which is indeed the most common place we see him after the ascension. But John says he saw a white horse whose rider is faithful and true. As we read on through the passage, it's clear this is a vision of Jesus. I want to examine the passage today and receive encouragement from the two titles that are given to Jesus Christ. First of all, he is called faithful. This translates the very common Greek word pistos, which objectively has the meaning of trustworthiness and reliability. This is one of the great attributes of God found throughout the Holy Scriptures. Believers can join with Jeremiah in declaring, "Great is thy faithfulness."
He is called true. This word denotes real and genuine. It places him in contrast to the Antichrist, who is also depicted on a white horse earlier in Revelation 6:2. While on earth, Jesus had said in encouraging his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
That's John 14, verse 6. And I want to close today with a powerful thought from a writer that happens to be, Brooksie and I both happen to enjoy, but I think I would say she does especially. So I'm going to let her read this quote. It's by Warren Wiersbe. And listen to this description that Warren Wiersbe writes regarding this passage.
This description of Christ is thrilling. He is no longer on a humble donkey, but on a fiery white charger. His eyes are not filled with tears as when he beheld Jerusalem, nor is he wearing a mocking crown of thorns. Instead of being stripped by his enemies, he wears a garment dipped in blood, signifying judgment and victory. When on earth, he was abandoned by his followers. But here, the armies of heaven follow him in conquest. He comes to rule with a rod of iron. He comes not to bear the wrath of God on the cross, but to tread the winepress of God's wrath at the battle of Armageddon. He is King of kings and Lord of lords.
Wow, what a scene the scripture describes today. Now Brooksine is going to share a prayer with us.
On that great appointed day, Jesus, we will behold you in all of your glory, power, and splendor. Your appearance will far surpass the glimpse of a superstar, for you know me personally. You know my deepest wound and my greatest accomplishment. You know the recurring worries that I've brought to you over and over. You know my comings and goings. You are my personal Savior, who died that I might live with you throughout all eternity. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. Capturing the vision of you as my faithful and true high priest, riding on a white horse, refreshes my spirit and renews my anticipation for that which is yet to come. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Brooksine writes these prayers each morning, and I'm blessed as I hear her read them, and I nudged her to say that last part. She's actually quoting a portion of Revelation there. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Well, it is our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Actually, we're preparing this message. It's unusual that we do this, but a day before, for we're going to a mountain lake today. Some friends of ours have invited us up Monday and Tuesday, and we plan to be back Tuesday evening, but we wanted to keep this ministry going, so we prepared two messages on Monday morning and have been able to schedule it, so hopefully the podcast will make it available sometime early Monday or early Tuesday morning, even though it's prepared on Monday. Well, the description of heaven in this latter part of Revelation is outstanding. Brooksine and I share interests that are mutual, and this is periodically expressed in this encouragement series. She enjoys growing flowers and making them into arrangements, and I enjoy photography and using software to enhance the photographic image. On the site today is a mini arrangement she made of tiny flowers. What an interesting picture it is. The vase is only about 2 inches tall. There's a photo of that on our site today. If you're listening to this on the 20th of June, it's on the regular site. If not, just go to the archive for June 20th, 2006, and you'll read this. And also today I want to share a song that I came across. Again, a church I regularly use their music from. They place it up freely on the web to share. Willington Church in British Columbia, Canada. It's a song that is titled Because of Who You Are. And my, am I blessed by this song. It's available both as an audio, and if you have the ability on your computer to play it as a video and watch, you can see it as well as it was performed live there at the church. I think that was just their service on June 11th. Each week they place up their entire service, both audio and video, the Monday following the day of the service. What a remarkable ministry this church has, and I bless them as they share their ministry, I'm sure, with many, many thousands all over the world, and I'm glad to be able to point to this resource. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged in your walk with Christ.